NASCAR Cup Kansas City, Kansas, Kurt Busch stole the lead from running champ Kyle Larson with only 9 laps to go, the 34th of Kurt Busch's long Cup career, and his first with 23-11 Racing, the team owned by Denny Hamlin and NBA basketball legend Michael Jordan. The victory just the second for this second-year team. Busch's younger brother Kyle arrived third, followed by Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr. Busch led 5 times for a race-high 116 laps. 6 of the top 10 finishers were Toyotas. IndyCar, the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, very chaotic with off-and-on rain, roll-the-dice tire strategies, and lots of yellows. Colton Herta wins his first of the season, 7th of his career, and first this season for Honda Power. Originally scheduled for 85 laps, delayed by numerous yellows and the arrival of rain near the midway point, the race reached its 2-hour time limit during a caution. Simon Pagenaud finished second, Will Power third. The Canadians, not a great day at IMS. Toronto rookie Devlin DeFrancesco broke a toe link after contact with Rinus VK. He finished 21st. Stouffville's Dalton Kellett spun off in turn 6 on lap 36, and he wound up tail 27th. IndyCar points now into the 106th running of the Indianapolis 500. May the 29th, Will Power leads Alex Palou by 14. They qualify for the 500 May 21st and 22nd. Formula One idle this week after the Grand Prix of Miami. They go again with the Spanish Grand Prix Barcelona on the 22nd. Into it, Charles Leclerc leads Max Verstappen by 19 in driver points. Ferrari's lead over Red Bull and constructors is now down to only 6. Catch Raceline Radio presented by Subaru. Monday night at 10, Sunday mornings at 7, and on the web and podcasted at sportsnet.ca. I'm Eric Thomas.